You smell it before you see it. Castor oil and warm grass and a little bit of Avgas riding on the morning wind, and then you come around the corner of the hangar and there they are, rows of them, yellow wings and silver wings and blue and red lined up wingtip to wingtip as far down the ramp as I can see. I'm standing on the ramp at Galesburg, Illinois, and you have to see this. I am not kidding. There are more than 100 Stearman biplanes parked here right now, and every single one of them flew in. This is the National Stearman Fly-In, and I'm so glad you're riding along with me today. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check, and we are knee-deep in fabric and steel, and the most beautiful sound in aviation. Let me take you there. Before we go one step further down this flight line, let me tell you who's making today possible. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. And let me tell you, walking this ramp, every airplane here tells a story too. AviationSoul.com. Okay, so where are we, and why does it matter? Galesburg is a small town in west-central Illinois. The airport is Galesburg Municipal, and most days of the year, it is a quiet, friendly little field, corn on three sides, a nice long runway. The kind of place you might stop for fuel on a cross-country and not think much about. But for 1 week every September, this becomes the single largest gathering of Stearman biplanes anywhere on planet Earth. It has been happening since 1972, more than 50 years. Pilots fly these open cockpit antiques in from all over the country, some of them 2 and 3 days of flying just to get here, sitting out in the wind the whole way, grinning like fools the entire time. And I get it now, I completely get it. Let me back up and tell you what a Stearman actually is, because if you're new to this, you need to understand why grown adults get misty-eyed standing next to one. The Stearman, officially the Boeing Model 75. A lot of folks call it the Cadet. It's a biplane, which means two wings, one stacked over the other, with those gorgeous flying wires strung between them. Big radial engine up front. Two open cockpits, one behind the other. And it was built in the late 1930s, and right through the Second World War as a primary trainer. This is the airplane that taught America to fly. I want you to really sit with that. If you were a young man in 1942 who wanted to fly fighters or bombers for the Army or the Navy, before you ever touched a Mustang or a Corsair, you climbed into a Stearman. Tens of thousands of pilots got their very first flying lessons in this exact type of airplane. They built more than 10,000 of them. The radial engine, depending on the variant, puts out somewhere around 220 horsepower, and it is loud, and it is honest, and it does not let you cheat. That's the thing about a Stearman. The old instructors used to say it had just enough bad habits to teach you respect. Tricky on the ground, a real handful in a crosswind. It'll ground loop on you if you get lazy with your feet, but up in the air, it is pure joy. And here's a man walking toward me right now who can tell you all about it. I'm not going to use his real name because I didn't ask him on the air, but he's wearing a leather helmet pushed up on his forehead and a grin a mile wide, and he just flew in this morning from Tennessee. 2 days. He tells me his airplane rolled off the line in 1943, a real wartime trainer, and then he says something that stops me cold. He says he found the logbooks, the original logbooks. And in 1943, some 19-year-old kid took his first flying lesson in this exact airplane, this exact one, and now, 80-some years later, this man keeps it flying in the same yellow army colours, and he brings it here every September so people like you and me can run our hands along the fabric and feel where the history lives. You guys, this is why I do this show.
Let me describe the scene around me, because the photos do not do it justice. Picture a wide-open ramp under a big Midwestern sky. The grass is that deep late summer green, and the airplanes are arranged in long neat rows, and the colours just stop you. Some are in faithful military trim, that classic blue fuselage and yellow wings the Navy used, or the all-over army yellow they called the Yellow Peril. Others have been turned into crop dusters over the years, and brought back, painted in wild private colour schemes, candy reds, and deep blues and polished spinners catching the sun, and the people, families with little kids, old-timers in folding chairs telling stories, mechanics with their heads buried in cowlings,
There's a guy over there polishing a wheel-pant with the kind of focus most people reserve for surgery, and every few minutes the energy just spikes, because somebody fires up. You hear it start with a cough. That big radial turns over slow, blade by blade. You can count them going around, and then it catches. And it doesn't just start. It barks. A cloud of blue smoke. A sound like the airplane is clearing its throat, and then it settles into that deep, lumpy, unmistakable radial idle. Bup, 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 bup. There is no other sound like it. And then they taxi out, weaving down the taxiway, S-turning so they can see around that long nose, and they line up, and they go. And when a flight of them comes back over the field at the end of the day, low in formation, in the golden evening light. I had to stop talking into my recorder. I just had to stand there, I'm not kidding. The whole ramp goes quiet and everybody looks up. This is incredible. Now let me tell you about the flying they actually do here, because this is not a show-up-and-park kind of event. The National Stearman Fly-In is a fly-in, with the emphasis on fly. There's a whole week of organized flying. They run a fun flight competition, formation clinics, spot-landing contests where pilots try to grease it on right at a target line, navigation events, all of it. These are serious, skilled aviators who love these airplanes and love putting them through their paces.
And there's a thing they do here called lead-follow, where newer stairman pilots get paired up with the seasoned veterans to build formation skills safely, because flying formation in an open cockpit biplane, where you can't talk easily over the wind and the engine, where you're holding position on another airplane by feel and by hand signals and by trust, that's a craft, and the older pilots here pass it down hand to hand, generation to generation. That's what gets me about this place. It's not a museum. Nothing here is behind a rope. This is living history that takes off and lands every single day. Let me introduce you to somebody else I met this morning. A woman maybe in her 60s, and she owns one of the prettiest airplanes on this ramp, deep blue and bright yellow. And I asked her how she got into Stearman's, and she told me her dad flew one, trained in one during the war, talked about it her whole childhood, and after he passed she learned to fly, bought a Stearman, and now she flies it here every year for him. She told me when she's up there with the wind in her face and that radial droning away in front of her, she feels closer to him than anywhere else on earth. I had to walk away for a second after that one, folks. I'll be honest with you. That's the human story under all this metal and fabric. These airplanes are time machines, but not in the way you think. They don't take you back to the past, they bring the past forward. They keep people connected across generations who never could have met any other way. Now, can we talk about flying one of these things? Because I want you, the listener, to understand what it's actually like, even if you've never been near a biplane. First of all, it's a tail-dragger. The tailwheel is on the ground, the nose is pointed up at the sky when you're sitting still, and that means you cannot see straight ahead when you taxi. You're looking out the sides, weaving back and forth. Then you firewall that throttle. The tail comes up, the world finally appears in front of you, and a moment later those big wings just lift you off.
And then, the wind. There's no canopy. There's no door, it's just you, a little windscreen, a leather helmet, and the open sky. The wind is everywhere. It tugs at your sleeves. You can smell the fields below you, cut grass, sometimes a barbecue, the cool, damp air over a river. You are not separated from flying by a layer of glass and plastic. You are in it. You are part of the sky. Pilots who fly modern airplanes their whole lives climb out of a stairman for the first time and they're changed. They get this look because they finally understand what those 1940s pilots felt, what flying was before we sealed ourselves up inside the cabin, and it demands something from you. Those bad habits I mentioned, you land a stairman and the job isn't done when the wheels touch. Oh no, that's when it starts. You're dancing on the rudder pedals, working the stick, keeping that long fuselage pointed straight down the runway, because if you let it start to swing, it wants to keep swinging, and that's your ground loop. It teaches you to fly with your feet. It teaches you to never stop flying the airplane until it's tied down and the engine's off. Honestly, every pilot should get a little stairman time. It would make all of us sharper. Let me get you fed, because this is ramp check, and we always find the food. Galesburg does a great job hosting this thing. The local community absolutely embraces it. There are pancake breakfasts, there's a banquet, there's an awards dinner where they hand out trophies for the spot landings and the longest distance flown in and the best restorations, and the town itself, Galesburg is a classic American railroad town, with real history, brick streets downtown, good local diners. This is $100 hamburger country at its finest, except the hamburger comes with 100 biplanes on the side, and the FBO and the volunteers here, they run a tight, welcoming ship. This event is put on largely by the people who love it. Volunteers, members of the National STEM and Fly-In Organization, people who take a week off work every year to marshal airplanes and pour coffee and make sure every pilot who flies in feels like they came home, because that's what this is, a homecoming.
Now if you're sitting there thinking, I'd love to see this, here's the good news. This happens every September, right here at Galesburg Municipal. You do not need to own a Stearman to come. You can drive in, walk the ramp, talk to the pilots, watch the flying, and let me tell you, biplane people are the friendliest people in all of aviation. Ask a question and you'll get a half-hour answer, and probably an invitation to climb up on the wing and look in the cockpit. If you fly, plan across country, make Galesburg your destination, get the sectional out, call ahead, and come be part of it. And if you've ever dreamed of riding in one, this is one of the best places on earth to find somebody willing to take you up. Let me leave you with one more picture before I go. Late this afternoon the light went golden, that low warm September sun and a whole gaggle of steermans came around the pattern together. Yellow wings glowing, radials thrumming, wires singing in the wind, and down here on the ramp three little kids were standing on a cooler to see over the crowd, pointing, absolutely losing their minds. And right next to them an old gentleman with a cane, who I'd bet anything trained in one of these a lifetime ago, was pointing at the very same airplanes, same sky. Just 70 years apart. That's the whole thing, right there. My thanks to the National Steam and Fly-In Organization and the good people of Galesburg for letting me wander their ramp and stick a microphone in everybody's face all day. You can find more from us over at radiohanger.com, I'm Ramp. The radial engines are still singing behind me and I don't want to leave. Go find an old airplane this week and stand next to it for a while. Trust me on this one.